A rainy, muggy day by the lake. No playground for the kids. Tonight we had Andy Fulcher sit the big kids while Tab and I and Owen went to the Bridgeton drive-in. Tabby thought the film, The Other Side of Midnight, from last year actually, was a piece of shit, but I didn't hear her begging to be taken home. As for me, I found my mind drifting off to that damn Roland guy again, this time to questions of his lost love. Susan, lovely girl at the window. Who, pray, be she? September 9th, 1978. Got my first copy of the October issue with The Gunslinger in it. Man, this looks fine. Bert Hatlin called today. He's talking about me maybe doing a year at the University of Maine as writer-in-residence. Only Bert would be ballsy enough to think of a hack like me in connection with a job like that. Sort of an interesting idea, though. October 29th, 1979. Well, shit. Drunk again. I can barely see the goddamn page. But suppose I better put down something before I go staggering off to bed. Got a letter from Ed Furman at FNSF today. He's going to do the second chapter of The Dark Tower. The part where Roland meets the kid as the way station. He really wants to publish the entire run of stories, and I'm agreeable enough. I just wish there was more. Meanwhile, there's The Stand to think about, and of course, The Dead Zone. All of this doesn't seem to mean much to me just now. I hate being here in Orrington. Hate being on such a busy road, for one thing. Owen damn near got creamed by one of those Chinbro trucks today. Scared the hell out of me. Also gave me an idea for a story having to do with that odd little pet cemetery out in back of the house. Pet Cemetery. S-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y. Is what the sign says. Isn't that weird? Funny, but also creepy. Almost a vault of horror type of thing. June 19th, 1980. Just got off the phone with Kirby McCauley. He got a call from Donald Grant, who publishes lots of fantasy stuff under his own imprint. Kirby likes to joke that Don Grant is the man who made Robert E. Howard infamous. Anyway, Don would like to publish my Gunslinger stories, and under their original title, The Dark Tower. Subtitle, The Gunslinger. Isn't that neat? My own limited edition. He'd do 10,000 copies, plus 500 signed and numbered. I told Kirby to go ahead and make the deal. Anyway, it looks like my teaching career is over, and I got pretty well baked to celebrate. Took out the Pet Cemetery manuscript and looked it over. Good God, is that grim. Readers would lynch me if I published it, I think. That's one book that'll never see the light of day. July 27th, 1983. Publishers Weekly. Our son Owen calls it Publishers Weakness, which is actually sort of accurate. Reviewed the latest Richard Bachman book. And once more, baby, I got roasted. They implied it was boring, and that, my friend, it ain't. Oh, well, thinking about it made it that much easier to go to North Windham and pick up those 2 kegs of beer for the party. Got them a discount beverage. I'm smoking again, too, so sue me. I'll quit the day I turn 40, and that's a promise. Oh, and Pet Cemetery is published exactly 2 months from today. Then my career really will be over. Joke. At least I hope it's a joke. After some thought, I added The Dark Tower to the author's ad card at the front of the book. In the end, I thought, why not? Yes, I know it's sold out. There were only 10,000 copies to start with, for Christ's sake, but it was a real book, and I'm proud of it. I don't suppose I'll ever go back to old Roland, the gun-toting knight-errant, but yes, I'm proud of that book. Good thing I remembered the beer run. February 21st, 1984. Man, I got this crazy call from Sam Vaughn at Doubleday this afternoon. He edited Pet Sam, you will remember. I knew there were some fans who want The Dark Tower and are pissed off they can't get it, because I also get letters. But Sam says they have gotten over 3,000 letters.